Well, along last summer, there was a circus come to Punkin Center. They come parading in the town, bands are playing, banners are flying, and animals poking their heads out of the cages. I said to Ezra Hoskins, "Ezra, let you and me go to the circus." He said, "All right, Joshua." So we put on our store clothes, our new boots, put some money in our pockets, and went down to the circus. Well, sir, I never seen anyone in all my life cut up more fool capers than Ezra Hoskins did. All at once he said to me, "Gee whiz, Josh, there's Steve Jenkins right over there in one of them cages." I said, "Oh, go on. You silly old fool, that ain't Steve Jenkins." He said, "Well, now, I guess I ought to know Steve Jenkins when I see him. I pretty near raised Steve." Well, we went over to the cage, and it wasn't no man at all. Just a darned old baboon. Ezra said, "Well, now, I never seen any critter in my life look more like Steve Jenkins than that feller does." I told him I didn't see any use in insulting the baboon. He never done anything to me. Well, we went on into where they was having the circus doings, and I guess us two old codgers just about busted our buttons a-laughing at that silly old clown. He told a lot of silly jokes. He told the ringmaster that his uncle committed suicide different than any other man whatever committed suicide. And the ringmaster said, "Well, sir, how did your uncle commit suicide?" And that silly old clown said, "He put his nose in his ear and blowed his head off." Then he sung an old song I hadn't heard in a long time. It went something like this: "From Whittletown to Waddletown is 15 miles. From Waddletown to Whittletown is 15 miles. From Whittletown to Waddletown, from Waddletown to Whittletown. Walk it all together and it's 15 miles." Well, I noticed a fella rummaging around in the sawdust as though he might have lost something. So I went up to him. I said, "Mister, did you lose anything?" He said, "Yes, sir. I lost a $10 bill right along here somewhere. If you find it, I'll give you $2. Well, I made up my mind he was one of them circus sharpers, and I calculated I'd fool him, and by gosh, I did. I commenced to help him hunt for it, and when he wanted to lookin', I pulled $10 bill out of my pocket and gave it to him, and he don't know yet but what it's the same one he lost. Gosh, I just fooled him out of his $2 slicker than a whistle."